Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go. Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
Did Canada do enough to reach the knockout stage? Vinicius Jr. is on the score sheet again, but why was one of his goals caught up in a VAR controversy? South Africa celebrates a victory. And what's Tony Popovich's plan of attack for their Paraguay match tomorrow? This is SBS News World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast, where we bring you the stories from on and beyond the pitch. And I'm your host, Helena Krishnamurthy.
It comes all the way through. Vargas with time to take a touch.
What a day at the World Cup. Six matches down and there was plenty of drama, goals and a few nervous moments for the host nation. Let's get into it. We'll start with Canada. The co-hosts have gone down 2-1 to Switzerland with Ruben Vargas and Johan Monzombi scoring second half goals to put the Swiss in control.
With Mbolo, Monzombi to try and finish it off, and he does!
Now, if you're a Canadian fan, you're probably asking one question. Does this mean they're out? And the simple answer is no. So despite the loss, Canada has done enough to qualify for the knockout stage for the first time in its history. And so what's the downside? They'll surrender home advantage as they move into the next round. But still, there was a moment for the home crowd to celebrate when Canada pulled one back in the 76th minute.
Saliba. Lovely touch from Saliba. Lovely ball! Oh, what an impact! It's his first touch!
Elsewhere in the group, Bosnia and Herzegovina defeated Qatar 3-1. And now to one of the tournament favourites. Brazil has put Scotland on the brink of elimination with a convincing 3-0 win in Florida. And once again, Vinicius Jr. was the star of the show. Scotland's hopes hangs by the thread after star player Vinicius Jr. does, well, what he does best.
And Vinicius Jr. couldn't miss! Scotland have gifted Brazil the opening goal of the match, and it hasn't taken long.
The Brazilian forward opened the scoring in the 7th minute and added another just before halftime. There was a controversial VAR review on his 22nd minute goal, but ultimately it was disallowed by the referee. So Vinicius Jr. now has a goal in all three group matches and moves level with Erling Haaland and Kylian Mbappe on 4 goals for the tournament, just one behind Lionel Messi. With 2 goals and plenty of shots, the Real Madrid star eased past Scotland.
Vinny Jr.'s there to head it home at the far post. Star performer in Miami tonight. It's the third time he's had the ball in the net in this first half.
Matheus Cunha added Brazil's third after the break to complete a dominant performance.
Delicate touch from Paqueta. Lovely patterns. Excellent play. Brilliant feet from Guimarães. Matheus Cunha! Brazil playing their beautiful game. Leading Scotland by 3-0. And a third goal of this World Cup.
But Brazil's coach Carlo Ancelotti says the focus is simple.
We are working to play the best as we can, but the goal is not to play well. We know that playing well is easier to win, but the goal is to win. The manager is only judge if he wins or don't win. Doesn't matter if we play well football. If we win the World Cup, we played well. If we don't win the World Cup, we played really bad. I understand really well this.
And says he's satisfied as the team is improving. Brazil now tops Group C and looks every bit a contender. Now moving on to the other games. In Atlanta, Haiti scored its first World Cup goal in more than 5 decades, but Morocco still came away with a 4-2 victory. Elsewhere, South Africa recorded a memorable 1-0 win over South Korea for the first time.
South Africa qualify for the knockout rounds for the first time in their history. The Republic Diamond Party is on hold.
And this happened despite captain Son Heung-min's side having larger possession and corners in the match. The Bafana Bafana side failed to make it past the knockouts in 1998, 2002 and 2010. And so today, Tapelo Maseko scored the winning goal.
It feels like a dream, you know. But credit to all the gents, credit to everyone today. To defense, they gave their all, and yeah, this win is just for those who supported us and for those who actually didn't support us too.
Speaking after their match, their coach Hugo Broos said they played well despite it being a tough game.
I'm very happy for the guys. I worked with them already near 5 years. And what we did in those 5 years is just amazing.
Next, they'll be playing host nation Canada in the round of 32. And Mexico cruised past Czech Republic 3-0 with Mateo Chavez, Julian Quiñones and Alvaro Fidalgo scoring the goals for the team.
Alvaro Fidalgo for Mexico!
At his sixth World Cup, 40-year-old goalkeeper Guillermo Ochoa came on as a sub. The team also saw their youngest star, Gilberto Mora, aged 17, as midfield on the global stage. Now to the Socceroos. Australia faces Paraguay tomorrow in a match that could define its World Cup campaign. But coach Tony Popovic confirmed today Jacob Italiano won't be available after suffering an injury. And now that leaves Australia without two players for the crucial final group game, with Matt Leckie also sidelined following the loss to the United States.
We don't know the extent of it as yet. We'll do some further tests in the coming days, but he won't be available for this game.
So we know Paraguay arrives full of confidence after defeating Turkey last week. And Popovic knows exactly what's coming.
We understand what they bring. They bring a real toughness. Their qualifying in South America is very difficult. They know how to get a result. They showed that in the last match, scoring early, 10 men. And they were really resilient and tough, you know, and fantastic manager, a lot of experience, and it's a wonderful challenge. It's what we're here for. And, we love the position we're in, that, you know, we can go through to the next stage, to the knockout stages, and we know it's in our hands, and we know what a win does for us tomorrow.
Despite injury concerns and their loss to the USA, although admittedly they played better defense in that second half, Popovic says he's been impressed by how his young squad is developing throughout the tournament.
These young boys are learning on the go. You know, it's very quick education and lessons that we are learning. And I'm seeing them grow as young men. I'm seeing them grow as players. And I'm seeing them mature. And I'm seeing them enjoying and embracing the greatest challenge of all, which is a World Cup. It doesn't get greater than this. So, I'm excited by this group. And, can't wait for tomorrow.
There's one thing to keep an eye on, though. Jordi Bos, Harry Suta and Ale Shirkati are all carrying yellow cards. So this essentially means another booking for any of them would mean a suspension for Australia's round of 32 match, should the Socceroos get there. On a lighter note, here's an exchange between Ale's father and the player on his hairstyle.
He's been having the mullet for the last 6 or 7 years.
And Ale, we spoke to your dad during the week and he made it very clear he's not happy about mullets at the moment. This is kind of went viral for that. This is your chance to respond. Do you want to defend the mullet?
I mean, haters are going to hate. with Dad, it's always a joke. I'm sure he's supportive in everything that I do. When I do something wrong, believe he's the first person to tell me. And regarding my hair, no, he hasn't told me that anything's wrong. I think, you know, he'd much rather something a bit more simple, but he's fine with it.
Australia takes on Paraguay tomorrow at midday Australian Eastern Standard Time, and you can watch that at SBS On Demand. So tomorrow we've got Curaçao against Ivory Coast, Ecuador playing Germany, Japan versus Sweden, Tunisia against Netherlands, Turkey versus USA, as well as the much-anticipated Australia-Paraguay match. Stay tuned for the latest at the World Cup Daily, the 90 Plus podcast. And to get the latest World Cup news, check out SBS News Headlines wherever you get your podcasts.
Noor Haider here, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we go beyond the headlines, taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Listen to Full Story wherever you get your podcasts.